The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, Telesouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of Telesouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet, but do not fret. Chin up, my friend, a little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, the program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, good Thursday morning to you. We're glad that you've tuned in to our Hope, our weekly show where we celebrate what God has done in His beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and the hope that that brings each of us. We're here today without our fearless leader. This week, every year, he takes off and goes and celebrates high school basketball. He loves every team, the little tiny ones, the 1As and half a A's and all the way up to the 6As. And he just loves to watch high school kids get it done, guys and girls. And he goes and spends the whole week down there, and he posts up. And all the pictures that you see of him, if you're a Facebooker, you'll always see the entire stadium's empty except Tommy and some old dude that he pulled in, you know, to wear his ear out. Yeah. And the thing is that So Tommy's kind of in his moment. This is his little time where he gets to feel, something that he loves and gets to have a good time down there. So, Tommy, if you're listening, we love you, and we're glad that you're down there having fun and getting your heart full of basketball and getting excited about it all. And so, but I'm here with Wesley, and I'm here with Ronnie, our newest staff addition to the Freedom Center, and I'm here with one of our graduates, Ron, and we're going to be talking to him later. So good morning, everybody.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. Bobby, you know, each year when this time rolls around and it's high school state tournament time, I'm always excited for Tommy, for him to have that opportunity to get away, to reset. It's something he's real passionate about. He grew up loving, so I can see the love and the excitement that it puts on his face. But one of the things also that always encourages me when he heads out of town is that Tommy's gotten to a place to where he has enough faith in what we do around the Freedom Center to leave us all alone. And he said that this morning when he was on the phone. He said, "Y'all don't blow it.
Yeah.
Y'all don't blow it." Because
he knows what the odds are.
Well, you know, you never can tell what you're going to get when you leave this group alone. And that's so I'm thankful for that, though, over time, for Tommy to be able to get away and to just sit back and decompress and trust that we're going to hold down the fort. It's been a busy week in the life of the Freedom Center, Living Free. Monday started out the week there in court, had a couple of guys that I wound up getting to carry to different programs, carried one down to Kilmichael, Mississippi, to God's House of Hope, and then I wound up carrying another one to the Transformation Ranch down in Tupelo out of Anchor Church. So it's been a busy week. We had a new guy check in on Tuesday. We've got another new one coming today. We have one graduating today. So just a lot of moving parts inside the ministries, and glad to be able to hold this side of it down when Tommy gets away. And, you know, Bobby, you, Ronnie, Ralph, all everybody plays a big part in that, and it's one big family that we work off each other. And I'm glad to just be a part of that and excited about the future of the Freedom Center. We've had a lot going on in as far as our golf tournament. We have our yearly golf tournament coming up April the 19th and the 20th, which will be our fourth annual golf tournament. Started out, kind of just got put in our lap, and it's now become our biggest fundraiser, and we're fixing to try to really hit the ground, drumming up support for that this year. We've already got our presenting sponsor, Langley Wealth Management. Brian and Donna Langley, Zeb Taylor over here at Langley Wealth Management, has been our supporting sponsor the last 3 years now. And, man, Donna's a big part of our board. We couldn't do it without them guys. And so we're super thankful for them and their support. We've already nailed down our four co-sponsors. We've got Gatlin's Pharmacy out of Tishomingo, Grace Chapel up there in Pickwick, Melissa and them over at the Dinner Bell, which is our Monday routine. We always eat on Mondays. Then also we've got Southeast Auto Direct and Golden Circle co-sponsoring together your local superstore for used cars and your new car dealership out at Golden Circle. They've got five locations: Bolivar, Jackson, Parsons, Lexington. Just and it's also family for me.
And Iuka.
And Iuka is where Southeast is. Yeah, so that's my mom and my stepdad over there in Iuka. So I reached out to them and they were glad to come on board this year. So I'm thankful for that. We're going to do a two-day tournament, as I mentioned, Bobby. So it'll be on the 19th, April the 19th. That's a Friday evening. We'll tee off at 12 that day and go through the evening. And then we'll have a Saturday morning tee time at 12 or 8 o'clock to noon. That'll all take place at Shiloh Ridge Golf Course. And so we're looking for 18 hole sponsors now. We've ironed out a few of them. I was talking to Jordan Quinn this morning. Canopy Nation's going to be on the team this year. Got Outpost Outdoors up there in Pickwick, Austin Environmental, Bob Moore and his law firm, Nick Bain, he's in again. Just a lot of reoccurring sponsorships, but we're going to be looking for some new ones this year. Last year we did a one-day tournament, so it was only 18 hole sponsorships, so we're looking to bring on 18 new ones besides the ones we had last year. And so if you're out there listening and you're a golfer, maybe you're listening, your husband's a golfer, and you'd like to be part of our golf tournament this year, we're pleading for help. It's our biggest fundraiser. It goes a long way in the life of the Freedom Center. We ask the guys to pay $3,000 when they come in, but it costs us between $5,000 and $6,000 to bring a guy through the program. So this offsets that cost and makes us have the ability, really, to treat the guys as well as we do, to love on them like we want to be as involved in the community and out and about. And you know, we couldn't ever have done what we've done so far without the community, Bobby, and they've just been amazing, really, to support us. And we're
also want to ask you a question. We didn't mention this last week and it was on my mind. What if you're just a guy that wants to play golf, and can I just sign up and play golf? How does that work?
Well, yeah, you can reach out to us, you can get in touch with us. I'm gonna go ahead and give you my phone number. It's 731-926-0836. That's 731-926-0836. You can shoot us a text throughout this show and we'll answer any questions that you might have. Maybe you want to say something to Ron in our second or third segment as we interview him, being our most recent graduate, and we would love to hear from you. But if you want to play in the golf tournament, you can reach out and call me on that number, and we'll figure out a way to get you in. We want everybody to be a part of it.
So, like, I remember in our first couple of years, it would be like it was $100 a head, and or you know, the foursome. We're not doing it that way anymore. We're doing it by hole sponsors.
Yeah, we're doing,
because the hole sponsor gets four people.
It does. The hole sponsor gets you a team. It's $1,000 for the hole sponsor. That gets your name on a sign, and it gets to be on whichever hole it is you sponsor.
Plus a foursome.
Plus you get your golf team in there, and we have a little goodie bag.
Yeah.
You have the opportunity to win whatever the prizes that the board comes up with that. But we usually pay some money out to the top spot in one flight and maybe the top spot in another flight.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so golf tournament's coming up. And a lot of moving and shaking's happening at the Freedom Center. Always pray for us. You know, sometimes we don't ask for that enough. We celebrate what we're doing out there, but always pray for us. And let me just tell you this. It's like, you know, we've got like maybe it feels like a class sometimes. We'll have four or five or six or seven guys, and they kind of get to know each other, and they settle in, you know. And then all of a sudden, you know, a bunch graduate and a whole bunch of new comes in, and there's a little bit of everybody's got to adjust to each other and meet new guys. Yeah. And then that kind of becomes a class and everybody gets okay with it. You know what I mean? And that rhythm's always happening at the Freedom Center.
Mm-hmm.
And so let me tell you another thing that to pray about. And that is everybody that comes there the first couple of weeks is just, can you say hell on the radio? And so, but like the first 2 weeks is just rough, man.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's psychologically rough. It's physically rough. These guys are detoxing. They feel horrible. They're sick as dogs. They're having to fit themselves into a new environment and get used to the routine that we have there at the Freedom Center. And And so our new guys, man, are suffering. I mean, you know, really, we, you know, I can mention their names, but we've got two new guys that are suffering, you know, and one of them's like a weekend, so he's suffering a little less.
Yeah.
You know, one guy's 2 days and he's hurting, mm-hmm. you know, and, but pray for our guys when they come in, man. They need it. They need support. They're very fragile. It's a tough time for them. Life's kind of, you know, already come unwound for them, which is what got them there. And then they're in this environment and they're, you know, they're sick and they don't feel good. And, you know, they're questioning everything. And just pray for them, man. We need your prayers. The staff needs your prayers. Yeah. We'll just be merciful and kind and tender. And we'll be able to care for the guys properly. So pray for us. Pray for them. We just sometimes neglect to ask you that. We're fixing to go to a break, but we just wanted to ask you that. And then we're thankful for all our sponsors.
Yeah.
Wesley, I know that we have had these longtime sponsors and mm-hmm. add a few every once in a while. Why don't you tell the people who sponsors are and we'll catch a break.
Yeah, so like I said, the community's been awesome to support us, Bobby, over the course of the Freedom Center and Living Free, the 20 years they've been in the community, Crosswinds, but also our radio show. We're going on starting our fourth year, and we've had some sponsors that's been with us since the beginning, but we picked up new ones along the way. And if you're out and about and happen to see any of these fine folks today or in their establishment, you be sure and tell them you heard about them right here on the Hope Show, and we're sure thankful for them. We've got the Freedom Center, Living Free Ministries, Nick Bain and his law office. Nick's been a big supporter of Living Free over the years, and he helped us get the board set up for the Freedom Center, so I'm thankful for Nick. Daniel Arthur and the local Subways, Hudson Window Solutions, Perry and his crew down there out of Boonville, they're new on the scene as far as sponsoring the show, and we're thankful for them. Gatlin's Pharmacy, once again, sponsoring what we do. Bart and Don Dorn, they support us all the way, and we're thankful for that. Wilco Real Estate Group, Tommy's wife, Maria, and them, they do an amazing job pounding the pavement over there, helping you get your house sold or your buying needs. Reach out and check out Wilco Real Estate. Crosswind Ministries, Corinth Mattress Furniture Outlet. Of course, we all know that that's 3 miles west of high prices. And Tommy, love for your business over there. Preston and them, they do a great job. Also,
Big Danny's been on it this way of selling.
Outpost Outdoors is a new one up there in Pickwick. They've got ATVs or side-by-sides to rent. They've got campers to rent. They got packages. Go check them out. They have a Facebook site. It's Outpost Outdoors up in Pickwick. Check them out. They're one of our newest sponsors. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
It's Tommy Wilson, Living Free Ministries here in Corinth, Mississippi. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." At Living Free Ministries, we want to help you to understand how to renew your mind through a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to take you out of addiction and take you into peace, promise, and joy. Only Jesus Christ can do that. Check us out, livingfreecorinth.com.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they're way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605. Bain Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain and Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain and Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain and Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Hey guys, welcome back on this slightly overcast but wonderful morning here in Corinth, Mississippi, where we try to, from the start to the finish, let you know that there's hope in Jesus Christ. And we get to walk that out with guys. And we get to watch the hope that Christ is and has begin to become a reality to our guys who've suffered and who've had their eye on the wrong ball for a long time. And we get to watch them for 12 weeks as God renews their minds and transforms their hearts and lives. And one such guy is Ron. And Ron is graduating tonight. If you come to Living Free, please do. You're invited. 6 o'clock, you'll be able to meet him and see him up close and personal. And Ron comes to us. And Ron came to us, actually had already been in a rehab in Birmingham for like 7 months. And one of the things I love talking to Ron about is, like, you know, it's like we're always curious, like, how we're doing, you know, and like, yeah, these guys that have been in other rehabs were like, you know, tell us what our strengths are and what our weaknesses are. We're trying to, like, hear from these guys that have had positive or negative experiences elsewhere so that we can learn. And Ron was an eager beaver at this place and was there for 7 months and ended up leaving and getting back in trouble a little bit. And then God brought him to us, and he just picked up where he left off there and really began to build his faith. And so we're glad to have you here, Ron. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Ronald Carmen on Super Talk. You know, I just want to let you know, today we're talking about hope. Lord Jesus Christ has provided a lot of hope for me. You know, over the past years, I was saved July the 28th, 2002, and I would like to say that I lived a righteous life, but truth be told, I wouldn't be here if I did. Well, I've walked this journey, and I really messed up a lot. But 2000, I can't remember exactly the date, but when I was 14, I got addicted to Percocet 10s. A doctor here in Corinth had them prescribed to me. And it took me down a long and dark road. And I married my wife in addiction. You know, and I've got 3 kids. Another one on the way. Wife of 12 years. You know, and I've put her through a lot of pain and suffering. Amen. Put myself through a lot of pain and suffering.
Amen.
But today, I sit before some guys that just they've loved on me, they've helped me to see the real truth and the real life that Jesus Christ wants me to live. You know, and through this journey, and Brother Bobby said just a while ago, you know, he wants to hear what the Freedom Center offers, and I was talking to Wesley a little bit about it yesterday. You know, what I love about the Freedom Center is they don't really just set you on the journey. They let the Holy Spirit lead, guide, and direct us guys, and they do it themselves. It's really been a journey that saved my life. I have come a long ways, but it's only by the grace of God that I'm sitting here before you guys and getting to share my story. You know, and I'm not going to tell too much about it on here, but I will say this. If you want to hear a powerful testimony, show up at the Living Free tonight, and you'll really see what the Lord has done in a messed up life.
Well, good, Ron. Thank you for jumping in, and you wanted to give a shout out to some special people. Who were those?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to my beautiful wife, Amanda. I love you, baby, and my mother. I love you, mother. You got a son now that is going to honor you, mom and dad, and Amanda. It's time for me to be the man that God's called me to be. You can trust me now.
So good. Well, good shout out there, and nice opening. When you first came to the Freedom Center, you know, after you'd had a 7-month deal, and then you went back and you kind of blew it, and you know, where did you just feel like, you know, how did you feel? Was it kind of just like, here we go again, or was it like, I got to get it right this time, or like, what was going through your heart and mind, Ron?
Well, I can honestly say the 7 months that I was there, I just wasn't ready. I just wasn't ready. I always knew through the other rehabs that I've been through that I've never actually completed. Let me say that too. But I always wanted to get high again. Always. And it's not really the meth or anything else. It's always been the struggle with me since I was 14 years old is the opiates. I'd be lying if I said that I didn't like them. You know, and like what they've done to me. But now I have got to the point in my life where I hate everything that they've caused. I hate everything that they've made me go through. I hate everything that I've... Really, I hate the fact that I've idolized them over the Lord Jesus Christ.
There you go.
Well, Ron, one of the things that I think that you're hitting on there is something I've seen true in my life is I appreciated on the front end how they made me feel, but on the back end when the Lord gave me eyes to see who that made me become... I didn't like that guy.
Yeah.
So then that translated for me. I didn't like how they made me feel because they turned me into a guy who ultimately lost everything, threw everything away, put himself ahead of his family, put himself ahead of everything, and really made a mess of things. So that it broke me from even thinking I could like them because they were so abusive to me.
Yeah, we have a way of thinking about it where, you know, it's temporary relief that has a heavy cost. Yeah. And it feels like it's like a deception. It's like a lie because it feels like relief, and there is like this moment of kind of euphoria that comes with being high, but the thing is that it's covering up what's behind that. It's covering up the pain. It's putting a Band-Aid on a wound instead of healing it. And so eventually you have to keep staying high, you know, and then pretty soon, instead of band-aiding the wound, you're just kind of chasing Jason, you know? Mm-hmm. And we end up in that ditch, you know, and until God begins to heal us and God begins to, you know, make us where we can live, without, needing that, we're going to be struggling, you know, and your testimony is that you just were always struggling and always wanted to go back to it.
Well, here's the deal, Bobby, and let me say this too, you know, through the spiritual brokenness that it caused, you know, I have not been able to be a husband. I've not been able to be a father. I've not been able to be even a man that the Lord has called me to be, simply because I always went to something else rather than going to Him and seeking Him, you know. And it's just caused a lot of chaos, a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, and brokenness. It's just, and now I get to experience these spiritual victories.
Yeah.
And today I'm thankful for that.
Good, good, good. Well, Ronnie, he's been your guy, you know. This is his first class of guys since you've been working here that you've had to have your arm around him. Mm-hmm. And what do you think about Ron?
So I'm proud of him, man. You know, I really am. From day one when he first came in, he was, you know, a mess. I could see myself in him. And, you know, he picked up the reins, did what he needed to do, followed instructions, and, you know, just dove into the Lord's word, and you know, I'm just proud of him. He got the same program I did. He's got the tools to do it. He's, it's just time for the rubber to hit the road.
That's it.
Can I add this too? You know, I come to Ronnie the other day. I knew I was going to be graduating, and I come to him. Is it okay if I share this? I asked Ronnie to be my sponsor because he was the first guy in. We share the same name, and I just love, he's loved on me right from the get-go, and I just love Brother Ronnie, and he's agreed to be my sponsor, and that's something that I need in my life because I need somebody to pick me up whenever I fall.
Well, and you need somebody to hold you accountable whenever you get get away from what it is you're trying to accomplish. You know, sometimes we don't have eyes to see the full picture, and it's so foreign to us, really, whenever we first come out of a program to see what it is and what it looks like to do things the right way, and that's foreign, and it's not familiar in our life, so we need somebody to lean on to encourage us, get good counsel from, and kind of help direct our steps. But Ron, we've gotten to a time where we're going to take another break. Before we do, I want to give you our website, and if you want to go back and listen to this later on, you can go to livingfreecorinth.com. That's livingfreecorinth.com, and you can click on the listen page, and you can go back, and it'll be in a podcast. It'll be under Ronald Carman, and we'll have that uploaded either later today or tomorrow. So if you want to check out the show, that's available. Also, if you have somebody that's struggling today, and as you listen to Ron's story, you think, man, I need to get him over there and get them help, or whether it's female or male, and they're looking for help, reach out to us. We want to be part of the journey. You can do that on our website at CorinthFreedomCenter.com. That's CorinthFreedomCenter.com. But we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with the rest of Ron's story.
This is Brett Butler, and I'm the Executive Director of Crosswind Ministries in Corinth, Mississippi. Crosswind is a local ministry ordained and equipped by the Lord Jesus Christ to serve and bring hope to families and individuals who are in need of assistance. We like to think we exist to serve those who are poor in resources and poor in spirit. If you think about it, that's really all of us at one time or another. We are located at 703 Tate Street, south of the railroad tracks in downtown Corinth, and our number is 662-287-5600. You know, one of the most common questions I get from neighbors in the community is quite simply, what type of help do y'all provide? Well, Crosswind is set up to be a highly diverse, one-stop shop of sorts for people who are troubled or are in trouble. Because of the many relationships we have cultivated over the last 16 years, I like to think we're equipped to either serve most needs directly or indirectly, and we do not discriminate. So just a few things that we do at Crosswind is we transition and secure families from homelessness into permanent housing. We conduct tutoring in after-school programs. We provide no-cost biblical counseling to hurting families and individuals through the Crosswind Biblical Counseling Center that we just established. We have the opportunity to feed hundreds of hungry residents through our mobile and stationary meal programs. We mentor and equip new and expectant mothers through our partnership with One by One Ministries and the Oasis Medical Center, and host weekly clothing drives for neighbors in need of seasonal apparel. And these are just a few things that we do, and we try not to limit ourselves and instead just answer the need as it comes in the door or calls us on the phone. So if you are in need of help, please call us or come see us at Crosswind on 703 Tate Street. We're here to help.
Bain & Bowen Attorneys at Law are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen Attorneys at Law will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Welcome back, everybody, on this beautiful Thursday morning. We're talking to Ron, our newest graduate, and we talked about in the break. Our director said, when Ron said, you can trust me, to his wife Amanda, Wesley said, well, to be determined.
Well, and so, well, I think in what he meant is you can trust the spirit of Christ in me that to lead me.
Listen, exactly. But it gives me a great opportunity to say this. Ron's job is to be trustworthy, and he can feel that inside himself. Mm-hmm. I can be a trustworthy husband finally for the first time. I could, you know, not be lying and hiding and, you know, and doing and not taking responsibility for my family. And I can finally feel like that's the guy I'm going to be. But that doesn't mean that Amanda is going to immediately be able to trust that, because she's, you know, she's like, dude, you know, I'm like, you know, the last I lived with you, you were weren't very trustworthy.
A piece
so
of crap.
So like, yeah, hey, I'm the only one who gets to cuss on the radio. So anyway, and so now it's like, a lot of our families, you know, they really do hope. I remember when my father-in-law got saved. I was in seminary, and my mother-in-law, he's not a big phone talker. So my mother-in-law tells me that he comes to know Christ. He's 52 years old. Well, I knew my father-in-law. I was like, yeah. Probably not. And so, you know, kind of deal. I'm like, whatever, you know, kind of thing. It's like, and then, you know, like I saw him like 4 months later, and he showed up in a U-Haul. And like when he got out of the U-Haul, I knew he was a Christian. He just didn't look like the same guy. Oh. He had this little memory cards in his top pocket, and I mean, like, he was just transformed guy, 52 years old. God just changed his heart and life. And there's still this thing, because she's so used to seeing the old you and the way you would have interacted and the way you would have motor over something in your conversations or, you know, whatever. She's used to that guy. She's not used to Christian Ron, you know. She's not used to kind, loving, serving Ron. And so the thing is that she has loved, I mean, because she's been to all our Thursday meetings.
Amen.
She's loved what God's doing in your life. But boy, when the rubber hits the road and, you know, you're having to, you know, really walk that out. And so I'm saying this for all you guys that have people who come home from rehabs and come home and are really trying to do good. One of the real difficult things on your side is to trust what God's doing, because it definitely ain't perfect yet. Mm-mm. I mean, it's kind of a mess still. You know, I'm still a baby, you know, Christian, or a baby in my faith, or, you know, this thing's just started, but there's a whole lot of work God has left to do. And sometimes when I see that negative side come up, which is just spiritual immaturity and, you know, just foolishness that'll come up in a normal relationship, an argument or something like that, I'll begin to doubt immediately. Oh, was this for real? Is this really stuck, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And sometimes on my worst day, I'll even throw that up in your face. And, boy, that's just not helpful. So I just say this, is that be patient with each other and trust what the Lord's doing. That's what Wes led the comment with, and that's really what we're doing. We're not trusting each other so much. We're trusting what the Lord is doing in each other so that we can be. Listen, here, the first line in 1 Corinthians 13:4, in that love description in the Bible, has 16 phrases. The first one is that love is patient. But the old King James says, love suffers long.
Amen.
Love suffers long. And there's something about us loving each other that realizes that we just aren't there yet, and we have to suffer each other, and we have to suffer with each other, and we have to do it not for a little time, but for a long time. love is long-suffering. That's literally why the English translates it into patient, but the old word was long-suffering. And I like how that word kind of communicates another layer of it. And so, Ron, we're thankful that you get to go back home. We're thankful that God is really shaping in your heart a freedom and a longing to be the husband you're supposed to be and the daddy you're supposed to be, take responsibility for your family and life. And even when you go back, you've still got some messes to clean up from when you came in here, right? Yep. Do you mind sharing, and by the way, I'm saying this is like all these guys do. You know, it's like everybody, we've made a mess of ourselves, you know, mm-hmm. and we've got to go clean up a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, yep. and sometimes it takes years to get all that stuff hammered out.
Years.
My sister Holly, if you're listening, Holly, I love you. And here's the deal. She told me, she come to the first family day visit, and she told me, she said, Ron, it's something about completing. You know, and I've never completed anything. And I feel that now, Holly, and I'm glad that you shared that with me, and it feels really good. But here's the part about being responsible and growing up. You know, I have got to turn myself in tomorrow at Jackson, Tennessee, and I don't know what's going to come of it, so I need y'all's prayers. But here's the deal. I've got God on my side now, and I'm not worried about it, not whatsoever. Amen. What's going to be is going to be. And here's the deal. I've come to realize, and I've prayed about it, if I've got to share the gospel with someone in jail, that's what I'm called to do. That's what I will do. Because here's the deal. It's not my will, but the Lord's will be done in my life these days.
Good share. And we've had a lot of our guys that have come from jail where God saved them in jail, and their first several saved months were actually in jail, reading the Bible and getting to know the Lord even before they came to our programs, you know. And so we are hoping, of course, you know, that isn't where Ron ends up, you know, tomorrow night. And but even if that's what God has for him, you know,
if that's it, so be
it. He's ready, you know, and he's going to be a light for the gospel there, and he's going to be a saved man there, because you got to get this garbage behind you so that you can be free to live a new life.
Well, that is one of the things that really will convey to the outside world that's really going to have eyes on you, Ron, is that they start to see you step through some of these hurdles you have the correct way. And that means being responsible about it, doing the hard thing. Sometimes I know it's a tough thing to go check yourself in jail, but in order to really get past all of the mess, you've got to really face it.
Now, here's the deal. Feeling like you got an elephant sitting on your chest every day of your life because you're running for something that you know that you've done wrong, that's what's aggravating. That's what causes great despair. You know, that's what drives you to doing wrong things. So I don't care what it is. I just got to get that elephant off of my chest and that monkey off my back.
Well, good. And Tommy used to always say, aren't you tired of looking in the rearview mirror? You know what I mean? Like always waiting for some cop to pull you over and take you off. And so that's good. I'm glad to hear that. And let me just say this. You know, in Ron's case, you mind if I share a little bit of the story?
I don't care
from
what
before?
You share, brother.
So in Ron's case, it's a big deal. I mean, the last time that Ron was there, he had to be hospitalized with 16 stitches on one side of his head and 30 on the other. Yeah. They almost beat him half to death because he was because they didn't like him, and they were stealing his food every day and starving him, and then almost beat him half to death. And so it's like, I'm fixing to turn myself in again, really? You know, but the deal is that what he just said is like, well, it's either that or just live with this weight on my chest and looking in my rearview mirror, you know. So what happens is that when God strengthens you and he gives you grace, it's for the moment. And that moment for Ron tomorrow will be when he's turned himself in. And that moment today is to talk to you on the radio. And, you know, I mean, like, it, whatever that moment is, God is present with us here right now. He'll be present with Ron tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And he gives us the strength we need for that moment. And so I'm glad to hear you talk about it that way, Ron. And it would be challenging for me. I'd be scared to death. especially yeah. with what happened before. And that's a rough, rough place that you're having to check into. And so, and I pray that God not only protects you, but allows you to be a light for him there. And if you have to spend the night, so.
Well, it's like this too, Brother Bobby. You know, I want to tell my brothers that at the Freedom Center, something about finish the race and finishing the course that the Lord has set before you. You know, I'll share this too. You know, for a long time my life, every time I was driving, I spent most of the time my eyes was in the rearview mirror instead of looking before me. You know, anything could have happened in that time. You know, so now I don't have to live life like that.
Yeah, good.
Well, I think that that's consistent, Ron, with all of us that come through the struggle. We have these demons in our past that we haven't really faced up to. And there's something about facing these past hurts, these past mistakes, and getting the weight of them off of your chest and off your back that gives you some room to breathe, some room to trust that going forward is going to be okay. These things aren't going to jump up and bite you from behind.
Some perseverance.
That's well, once you get through all of this, you know, once you go on the job hunt and once you start to really build your life back, you know, you don't got to worry about, well, am I going to get pulled over and I got a warrant in Madison County that's going to take me not only to jail, but it's going to cost me my job.
Exactly.
You know, so it's just going to be a building block for doing things the right way, and that's where it starts. You know, we don't just teach or encourage at the Freedom Center to do one thing the right way. We're going to start doing all facets of life the best we can and do things as correct as we can, and the chips will fall how they are.
And one of the things that we like to do here on the radio is kind of show you behind the scenes, pull the curtain back, and let you know what our guys go through.
Yeah.
And so thank you, Ron, for sharing. We're going to take our last break. We'll be right back.
Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson, Car and Mattress Furniture Outlet, right here on Highway 72 in Corinth. It's February and we're having Furniture Month at our store. Did you know we have lift chairs, recliners, living room suits, adjustable beds, and so much more? And as always, we have more mattresses in stock than anyone in North Mississippi. Come see us for your sweetheart specials in February. And remember, you got to come 3 miles west of high prices to get them deals.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Hey guys, welcome back to our last segment here on Hope Radio 94.3. Look at the sign, Bobby.
Hey, man.
Goodness gracious. Yep. I'm just not doing very good. Okay. And, yes, Super Talk Mississippi, 94.3. And we're glad to have you back. You got a big night tonight. Ron's going to share his full testimony at Living Free. For those of you who don't know where Living Free is, the Magnolia Funeral Home, there on 72, right as you're leaving town, it's directly behind it. There's buildings back there. And just pull up. You'll see a whole bunch of cars. Come in and enjoy yourself. It's a relaxed environment. We'll have a little music and we'll hear from Ron. Please come to that. We invite you. Also, again, shout out to Tommy, our fearless leader, who's down enjoying some basketball. We love you, brother. And we're thankful that you get to have this fun week. And we're thankful for our staff being holding the fort down while you're gone. And so there you go.
We've got through it pretty good, Bobby. I meant Ralph, he struggled a little bit, but all in all, I feel like we've held it down pretty good. But, you know, we try to make a big deal out of things when the guys graduate, and that's no different than this week. We're super excited of what the Lord's done in the life of the Freedom Center, and it still just shocks me. And I was telling a guy last night about how good the Lord's been to us, how good the community here's been to us, and the opportunities he's provided for us to pour into some of these men that's came through to love on them and set them on their path and watch them fly. And some of them have had a really good success, and some of them have circled back around and fell in the ditch, and that's kind of part of the equation. It happens, but we're always excited but also nervous whenever we see one of our birds come out of the nest. And it's bittersweet because we grow we grow close to these guys. We build this personal relationship. We have a small knit group, and it becomes more than just spending time with them. We get to know them on a personal level and get to know even their family on a personal level, and we want to see them have success in the best for them. And we show up every day because we believe they can have a life that mirrors the life that Christ wants them to live and has for them, and that's because we've seen it come true in our life. And so we hold fast that the Lord, if he done it for us, he'll do it for them. And that's the message I have for Ron today, is that the Lord's no respecter of persons. He saves those he saves, and he keeps those he keeps, and points you on their direction, and he'll do it for you, Ron. So I'm excited to see what the future holds. I know, like you said, big ask in your marriage as far as going back and being a husband because of the abstinence and the selfishness that's been in that relationship for so long. I know that was one of the biggest works the Lord had to do in my life to restore things was my marriage. My wife had to be able to trust me. My wife had to be able to count on me. And I had to start to go through things some different ways. And so in that arena, Ron, you'll need to just start to respond differently is my best advice on the marriage front. It's like she got used to the way I always responded, maybe the way I dominated or way I got angry and always left. When I went back home and got started, I wasn't going to do that. I was going to do it different.
Yeah. And the other thing too, Ron, remember that our whole journey in the Christian life, this with anybody listening on the radio that's a believer, with all of us, is God weaning us off of us and our ways. Amen. Onto Christ and his ways. That's it. I mean, that's the whole Christian life. The whole Christian life is God convincing me by his love and what he's done for me that I can trust him with my life. And I can trust his ways. I can trust his will and not my will, if you will, like you've already said. Yes. That, right? And so it's this journey. I wish that happened like that. I wish there was some wand that God would wave over me where I just moved from one place to another. But the truth is, what he does is he moves my heart over there, and then the rest of me kind of follows, you know? And so we love you. We look forward to what God's going to do in your life. We look forward to these next couple months, even, of just putting all your past behind you. and then welcoming a new baby into your family.
Oh, yeah.
And then getting landed and getting a new job and getting your wheels back under you. It's just going to be a wonderful time, and it's going to be really fun to walk through that whole journey with you and celebrate it with you. And so we're glad about that.
You know, and Revelation tells us, you know, we were made overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. So, you know, that's what I got, and that's what I'm going to do tonight. You can see what the Lord has done and the path that he's put me on, and I can walk soberly, vigilantly, and upright, mm-hmm. and knowing that he's gonna finish the good work that he started in me.
There you go.
Amen, Ron. Amen. Yeah, this is kind of just a little abbreviation of what will be told tonight. So we just want to reiterate that if you got nothing going on, or maybe you do, you can shift some plans around. We would love for you to join us tonight at Living Free Ministries at 6 o'clock to hear Ron share about how the Lord has been moving in his life, been working on him, and maybe some plans he has moving forward of what's going on next. Also, we'll have a meal to go, or a meal provided afterwards. We're going to sit around and eat together, provided by United We Stand at the Cross out of Pickwick up there. This will be the fourth year they've had the outdoor free concert right there at Pickwick Landing State Park. So excited about that this coming year. This year's date will be September the 28th. That's a Saturday. It'll be the fourth annual United We Stand at the Cross concert. And that's who's going to feed us tonight. Jolie, Sonia, and Jay Harrison up there. They are supporters of what we do, and we're thankful for them. So we're looking forward to a good meal tonight. Y'all come out and hear what the Lord's done in Ron's life and doing, and share a meal with us. Just want to follow up right here before we get off about the golf tournament again. Maybe you missed the front half of the show and are just now tuning in. We're at our fourth annual Freedom Center Golf Tournament, and those dates are going to be April the 19th and 20th. April the 19th, we'll start at noon, a noon tee time, and move on till dark. April the 20th, we'll start at 8 that morning and go to lunch. We'll have a meal provided. We're looking for hole sponsorships. We have our headlining sponsor, Langley Wealth Management, and our four co-sponsors, Grace Chapel, Gatlin's Pharmacy, The Dinner Bell, and Southeast Auto Direct, and Golden Circle Auto Group is a co-sponsor one. So we've got our four main ones. We're looking for about 20 more hole sponsors right now. We're making it a two-day tournament this year instead of a one. So if you've got a business out there and you would like to be part of the Freedom Center, this is our biggest fundraiser. We're pleading with you for help because this gets us through the year. But not only that, you'll get to come enjoy a day of golf, get to share about what the Lord's been doing in the life of the Freedom Center. We always have our guys out there serving at that event, and it's just an all-around good time. It's a community-driven event, and it's been a big success over the last 4 years, and we're just excited and looking forward to what this year's event will look like. So opportunity, if you love to play golf, maybe if you don't want to play golf and you just want to support the Freedom Center and you have a business, get with us. We will get your business on a whole sponsorship, and that cost is $1,000. That gets you a team and the whole sponsorship. So reach out to us. I'm going to give you my phone number. It's 731-926-0836. Or go to CorinthFreedomCenter.com. That's CorinthFreedomCenter.com. And fill out the info box, and it'll go to my email, and I'll get back with you. Get me a phone number. But we always close out with a prayer. We'll read the doxology here in Jude. And before we close, I want to close with that. We've really enjoyed the show, and Ron. Now, this scripture is Jude 1, 24 and 25. It says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen."
Amen.